All right, it's time now to look through the window of baseball with Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle, brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors and Truett and White, the professional builder's choice, new showroom down in Monterey, and our good friend Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, how are you?
What's up, Bruce?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Well, it's another day at the ballpark. Again, you see the Reds come in, and this time of year, Bruce, and you love pitching, I love pitching, and all of a sudden you see Chapman in the ninth inning, yeah. And Leak does his thing, and Cueto turns into be Louis Tiant last night. And now today, the Giants have to look to their guy, Matt Cain, to sort of stem the tide a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's a big game because he's pitching. I mean, you know, it's the kind of game where a gem from Cain would make a lot of people feel better about a lot of things. You know, it's like, okay, we're back to normal here. You know, one game doesn't turn around a season, as we saw. I mean, Lincecum, there's no momentum to be gained from even a no-hitter because the next day it's a whole new set of pitchers and everything changes. But just in terms of the way the Giants feel about things, you know, a good outing from Cain would be huge today. And, you know, an 8-1 loss would be very, very discouraging.
Bruce, am I out of line? Am I wackadoodoo here by thinking this is the most important game thus far in the season, not only for Cain but for the team and the fan base?
It doesn't strike me as that important as far as the team goes. It's more about Cain. There's been a few games where I thought, boy, a win would be nice here, but I don't think I feel that much more about it today than normal.
Okay,
Bruce, Chris Mavroidis, you know him, and a wonderful guy, is fighting ALS, a great Giants fan. Really loved your column this morning, and it made me think about it. I know after the no-hitter on Wednesday, he's the greatest pitcher in Giants, San Francisco Giants history. We're not even talking about Christy Mathewson or Carl Hubbell. But, you know, they make an argument for what he's accomplished.
Yeah.
Now, statistically, and if you watched Marichal, there's no comparison. But, boy, for a new generation who don't know Marichal, they can make an argument for you.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, as I try to point out, Lincecum, I'm a huge Lincecum fan. And he's one of those guys who's a guy for the moment. You know, he's a guy you want in big games. He's done it time after time. I mean, my God, they asked him to be a reliever, and he did that in the postseason. He's just one of those guys that stands above the rest. But if you talk about accomplishments, I mean, you know, what's your definition? I mean, the accomplishments were all those 20-win seasons, the ERA in the ones, pitching 300 innings. That's fairly accomplished, I'd say.
How do you like Billy Hamilton so far?
Oh, he's fantastic. You know, he came out of the minor leagues as a guy who's stealing a million bases, but most of the scouts said that he's not going to hit major league pitching. He just isn't. He wasn't really tearing up the minor leagues. But he's made himself a pesky, dangerous hitter. He's chopping down on the ball. He's blooping and scratching. And when he gets on, I mean, God knows what he's going to do. There's a great quote from him saying, I always think I'm going to make it, no matter what it is, beating out a grounder, tagging up, stealing third. He'll steal home before it's over. He might steal home today.
Bruce, I know that the guys that run like Billy Hamilton don't just fall off the trees, but is it just a function of Moneyball? Why aren't more teams looking for guys to get out there and put the pressure on the opponent like he does?
Well, I just think it's smart baseball. It always has been, going all the way back as far as you want to go. I mean, it really changed with Louis Aparicio and Maury Wills in the late 50s. That kind of revived it. But ever since then, if you got a guy like Ricky Henderson, Ron LaFleur, Willie Wilson, you know, at the top of the order, that's just winning baseball. I mean, especially if you have a good team, that, you know, right away the opposition's on the defensive, and you've got just something going almost out of nothing. Just get him over to first, and all of a sudden everything changes. So. It's nothing new, but, you know, they are hard to find. It's not like every team has one. The Giants have a pretty good one in Pagan when he's healthy. But this guy, just in terms of the speed and how he can disrupt you on the bases, it's in a different category.
You know, it's interesting, Bruce Jenkins with us, the game within the game. And as Andrew Susak was on earlier, he, of course, played with Joe Panik in San Jose and also in Fresno. And I talked to Panik yesterday because he threw Hamilton out at the plate. In a play that was very reminiscent, Bruce, Blue Moon Odom going on Joe Morgan in the 72 World Series.
Yeah.
And Morgan threw him out, and Morgan backpedaled, didn't have a great arm. And to this day, Odom says he was safe. But Panik told me. Yeah, but Panik, that's right, no replay. That's a good point. But Panik told me, said, he tried this on me in Bakersfield. I was ready for him. And the key, and he got set, and he made a great throw to the plate and got him.
And you know,
it was great.
Duvall made a nice play, too, when he was picked off. You got to throw that ball down there right now. And on the money, you know, over the shoulder where the shortstop can take it, Crawford, and Duvall did the same thing. I thought it was great work by both guys.
Yeah, Bruce Jenkins here with Marty Patrick Connor. Hey, Bruce, I just want to butter you up a little bit and thank you, because this week I finally got around to getting my hands on your book, Goodbye, In Search of Gordon Jenkins, the man behind the music of Frank Sinatra, Judy Garland, and Nat King Cole. And I know that you had been talking about your father's passion living outside of St. Louis for baseball and all that. So I just want to let people know that they ought to grab your book if they haven't read it already. And I'm sure it's still available out there, right, Bruce?
That's really nice of you to say, Pecan. I appreciate that a great deal. I think it's still on Amazon. I've got a bunch of them here around the house if you want to email me if you're interested. But I think anybody involved in the history of music business would enjoy it, because my dad came across everybody from Al Jolson to Sinatra to you name it, you know.
Well,
Don Ho.
Bruce, I've been devouring it this week, man. So just a reminder to the audience to go ahead and grab that. Hey, just league-wide, Bruce, Jose Abreu, fastest ever to 25 homers. Your thoughts?
I love it. It's not an accident. You know, he's a smart hitter up there. He's not going for the downs, and maybe next year he'll hit three. You know, he goes the other way. He goes up the middle. He's just a good, smart hitter. I don't think he's going to hit 60, but you know, if anything over 40 would be unbelievable. He'll probably have a little time where, you know, he's not hitting him out, but he also missed some time. For him to have that many homers right now is stunning. But the Giants were in on Abreu. They were very interested, and they eventually got outbid, and it's an incredible score for the White Sox.
Bruce, they're going to have to swing the bat on some of these players. These players are coming into the game. They're very accomplished. They played good ball in Cuba, and they changed the game. It's very similar to Jackie Robinson in 47. He brought a new style of play. Now, these guys still play the game that we know it, but they're playing it on a sort of, as you say, like Puig, on a not a reckless level, but with a tremendous amount of confidence. I think the Giants have to get into this. They did sign the one kid from Cuba, not that highly regarded as a prospect, but for a guy like Abreu, the pitcher who just got signed by the Reds, there's another big hitter coming out. I think the Giants have to get in gear with this.
Well, yeah, I totally agree. I mean, there's such a difference between bringing in a guy like this and writing out, you know, the development process with a kid like Nick Noonan or Joe Panic or Duvall.
Right, really?
There'll be some moments, but there's a huge difference, just in the talent and the experience, and it's pretty dramatic. I totally agree. I mean, you never know whether the guy you get is going to be in that line with Puig and Abreu and Cespedes. Maybe not, but there's so many of these guys are coming in now. And even the kid who pitched for the Padres against the Giants the other night, Despaña, he was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Louis Tion out there.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Giants have to get in gear with this thing. They really do. Spend some money. Hey, Bruce, a pleasure having you on. What's on your agenda tonight?
I'm just kind of kicking back. My wife and daughter are up in the mountains visiting some friends. I had to hang in. I've already watched the soccer, but it looks like a Giants evening with me and a couple of cats. So it doesn't get much more thrilling than that.
You and Matt Cain and Alfredo Simone. And look, he's got to step up. I'm not kidding. I think this is a big game for him tonight to show the ball club. It's an underman lineup. No Posey tonight. They've got three or four Triple-A guys in there tonight against the little red machine. Let's call him that.
Yeah.
And it all starts on the mound, so I think we're in for a good story.
I'll put on a Nina Simone record just to stay in the room.
Beautiful.
All right, as long as it's not Miley Cyrus, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You missed Marty twerking out here earlier, Bruce.
That won't happen.
Thanks, Bruce.
All right, Bruce, have a good night.
All right.
Boy, the best.